Today is one of the most recognized organizations helping those in need, and its story began with one woman helping the soldiers of the Civil War. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
This March, wildfires whipped across Oklahoma, Kansas, Texas, and Colorado.
It's worse now than it was when it was burning, because now they know how bad it is and they know how hard it is going to be to come back from that.
The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has teamed up with the Farm Journal Foundation to match $1 million in relief. To find out how you can help, visit wildfirereliefffund.org. That's wildfirereliefffund.org.
Her work and the organization she helped found in the U.S. has its roots in one of this nation's most difficult times.
She got involved at the very beginning of the war, almost immediately after Fort Sumter had occurred. And she helped the soldiers who were coming to fight in the war, who were traveling from Massachusetts, her home state, to D.C. to get involved in the war.
Ronnie Spiewak speaks of Clara Barton, who left her job at the U.S. Patent Office in D.C. to help those Union soldiers who were injured in riots near Baltimore. But Clara Barton found the aid she was providing could not be delivered in a timely fashion. In other words, she needed to be on the field of battle as the shots were being fired.
It was at Antietam where she was able to get her supplies up to where the battle was about to ensue the following day in a very bold move so that she could be with supplies during the battle as opposed to in the aftermath of the battle.
Not only was Clara Barton helping others, but she was bringing attention to the overall need for more medical attention on the battlefield. She did her job so well that she worked herself out of a job. As the Army mobilized its medical efforts, there was no longer a need for one lone individual such as Barton to travel to fields of battle. That did not mean she ended her work, though.
She served essentially in the Civil War from about 1861 to 1864. After the Civil War is over and after her identification of war dead and the lecture circuit, she is advised by her doctors to travel. She's simply exhausted.
Today, we often recognize Barton as the founder of the American Red Cross. Yet that chapter of her life comes after her initial work in the Civil War. More next time as we travel the countryside in Glen Echo, Maryland. I'm Andrew McCrae.